The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
So, what are the odds one of us is just happy to be here and in one piece? Percent 1,000. That's how we do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-ESPN. Just checking yesterday's comments. Somebody loved the new end of the game show from yesterday. We do things much differently, though, on a Wednesday. So when you call or text or tweet or send a raven or a carrier pigeon or however it is that you get in touch with the show today, just put odds on everything. It's very simple. It's like, what are the odds? This is going to be a great show today. I'll go 50%.
Okay.
Confidence
is high.
I am not at my best today, I must admit.
Well, good news. I came in early, did some extra work, made sure I was extra prepared because I didn't know if you were going to be here or not.
Well,
So I'm even more prepared than usual, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that mean I don't have to do anything?
No, you still, I mean, I showed up. I need you to work.
I can promise you that at some point, since I'm mildly concussed, I'm not going to go full Hoyer. I'm not going to throw five picks today. I will go on record or four picks in a fumble. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But there is a chance that I'm going to screw up today because, I have a bit of a mild concussion and a massive headache, so I'm going to have to fight through it. But
well, tell the people how this came to be.
I was just driving home last night, as I do every night on 59, which is the worst road in the history of the known universe, as we all know, and just minding my own business, and it always backs up right before you get to 45 every night. I just, you know, it's there. It's going to be a little bit of a delay. I slow down and I'm about 15 feet behind the car in front of me, and maybe a little more than that, I guess. And I'm going about 3 miles an hour. And the next thing I know, somebody just plows into me, no brakes, nothing. And, managed to slam on the brakes and not hit the car in front of me, which I'm glad because it was a smart car and my vehicle would have destroyed it. And, pretty much bashed in the back of my Expedition. And, I hit my head on the windshield, so I was out for about...
How's that even happen?
Well, here's the weird...
Do you drive, like, real close to the steering wheel?
I do, but the airbag didn't deploy, which was strange because it deployed on the passenger side, and there was no passenger there. So my invisible friend next to me was fine. But, yeah, I hit my head on the windshield, and so I black out for a few seconds. And when I come to, I hear the person behind me trying to start their vehicle. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. They're going to pull off to the side. And somehow... dude or chick, I couldn't tell what. It was dark. I was groggy. Something with black hair in a white vehicle with, and if you know this person, with bashed front end of an SUV with paper plates that they just obviously bought this thing used. Yeah, that's who hit me. And because they just took off and somehow got all the way across 59 without hitting somebody else, which is a miracle in and of itself. And so when the police get there, they're like, oh, well, that guy's not going very far. Yeah, you know, because there's nothing but gas and oil and crap, and there's a whole trail of it. And so the cops follow the trail, and it just sort of disappears at Shepherd, and they never did find him.
That's a bummer.
So,
there's got to be cameras and stuff around.
Well,
there.
They're obviously investigating that, and then hopefully they'll find the person. That person's got to be in bad shape.
Yeah, I would guess so.
Because the front of that vehicle, I cannot believe they got that thing started. And so and the thing is, I understand how that part of 59, that's how things work. It was just my turn. I mean, you're going to get hit there. It's going to happen at some point. And I kind of felt glad that if somebody was going to crash into that particular group of cars, that he got me before I was able to get a bunch of other people.
Right.
And and didn't hit the car in front of me because he would have killed somebody. And yeah, and it's just an inconvenience, man. I mean, you know, I've got to pay the deductible, which, you know, I'll just take out of my winnings from the championship game, and I'm going to be without my truck for, you know, probably a few weeks. But you know what?
Is the back end like you can't drive it?
No, you can't drive it. It's that bad.
Man, usually when you get hit in the back, it's, you know.
Yeah, and especially something that big. I mean, it's that thing's taken some punishment in the past from people hit me in the back and done nothing to it. So, but you know, it could have been a lot worse. I'm just a little concussed and I got a sore knee and I walked away from it, and so it's no big deal. And I'm glad that if that dude was going to hit somebody, I'm glad it was me, because that at least, you know, that car can take that damage without me getting hurt.
Right.
And by the way, to my liberal friends who keep telling me to get smart cars and stuff, suck it. Yeah, if I was in a smart car, if I'd have been in my son's car, which is what I'm driving now, I'd be in the hospital today. There's not a doubt in my mind. And the fact that I was able to walk away from him, and I'm just lucky. And
what's your son's car? The old Honda?
Yeah, which is what I'm driving now, which is another story in and of itself. I learned some new laws today because that thing's been sitting. I told him he could have it when he got his license, which he hasn't gotten yet. And so it's been sitting in the garage and covered in dust, doing nothing. And of course, it wouldn't start today. This is what today was after I went to the doctor was, you know, okay, get the car started. So I go buy a new battery and put the new battery in, get the car started. All right, great. No problem. I'm going to go wash the thing. Then I look at the stickers. Expired inspection sticker.
Of course.
Expired registration. So I go down to get new registration. It's like, oh, no, you have to get the inspection sticker first. I'm like, okay, no problem. I'll get inspected. Things in good shape. Go to get it inspected. I learned something today. This I'm going to pass on to the people. If you're doing something like this with a car, you have to drive the car for 120 miles after you put a new battery in, or it will not pass the emissions test.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I did not know that. I learned something new today.
So what'd you do, lap around the beltway?
No, I basically did the test minus that. And so, yeah, I'm driving around with expired stickers for another couple days. So if I get pulled over, if you pull me over, it's a true story. I'm not making any of this up, and you'll just have to write me a ticket. But it's the only thing that really bothered me. And you know how I always say 95% of people are good and 5% are total dickweeds and they get more attention. I think I might be wrong about that. I think I'm right about our listeners, that we got 95% great listeners and 5% dickweeds. But I think when it comes to people, man, I think I'm wrong. Because not only did the guy drive off, not a single person stopped to check and see how hurt I was, because I was slumped over the wheel for a bit. Not a single person stopped, and I get out of the truck, and I'm standing there bleeding on the side of the road, and here's some guy rolls down his window, starts screaming at me to move my vehicle, which won't start, which, by the way, is completely smashed in, and... So all I'm going to say is, Nigerian dude who was yelling at me, I hope you get the HIV and die. And I hope it's slow and painful because you're a horrible human being. And I was kind of stunned that not a single person, you know, and the guy cuts across everybody. And the fact that he didn't hit anybody was a miracle. But not a single person bothered to stop and say, oh, I got his license plate or anything like that. Just, no, we're already late getting home because it's traffic. So to all of you guys, I don't wish the HIV on you. But I just hope that something like that happens to you. Somebody else is a lot cooler about it. But, it's not a huge deal. It's going to happen to everybody in this city because we have the worst drivers ever. And, you know, I'm lucky. So, but it did. I was worried last night because I was having some really bad headaches. And they told me if I started doing that, I should go to the hospital. And I'm like, man, I'm not going to the hospital. I'm fine. But much better today. And just happy to be here. So we can have fun with the Blitzers. And I wasn't about to let some dickweed run into me I wasn't gonna let that keep me from doing the Blitz.
Nice.
Nick says your insurance won't cover a loaner car. It will, but it's like $50 a day. I've got a car, so why pay that? I'd rather take a chance on the
right.
It's gonna be cheaper if I get a ticket.
That's true.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
And usually, because I've had this happen before, if you get a ticket for that, all you have to do is show up proof that you got it done and they'll dismiss it.
Yep.
So hopefully I won't get pulled over or rear-ended again. I have to say, maybe this is a little cowardly of me, but I'm probably staying off 59 for a while. I'll spend the extra 10 minutes getting here and getting home and take Richmond because I see that every night. And I just knew it was going to be a matter of time until it was me. But Alex, right off the car, not the kids. But no, it's I mean, it happens every day. People get a lot worse. So,
well, I'm glad you're all right, Fred.
I admit I'm not as I'm not as sharp as I usually am, and I noticed that today, just little stuff. I was looking for my keys for like 5 minutes when I realized, oh, you don't have those keys because you gave them to the guy in the tow truck. What the hell? You know, just little stuff like that. So I'm not 100%. So somebody says,
did you have any physical damage to you, to your body? Like, do you,
my knee is still very swollen. And I mean,
do you have any marks?
I have a pretty good chunk on this side of my head. It's not as swollen up as it was last night, but it was actually, it had that bubble look to it. It was kind of cool. It looked like you looked after your last fight.
Oh, geez, sorry.
So, but no, I'm good, ready to rock and roll. Let's talk some sports and stuff. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Joe says I was rear-ended in the Galleria and the other driver blamed me because my truck does not belong there. That sounds like the Galleria.
All right, man. There's some, like, the Galleria is tough because there's really bad drivers.
Yeah.
And they're all really old.
Or really rich and entitled and don't care about you.
And they drive really nice cars. So when I drive through there in my truck and these old biddies are, you know, cruising their Lexuses and BMWs and not paying attention to what's going on, I'm definitely going to smash one of them one day. But
yeah, and like I said, it was just my turn. So he says, what are the odds that you either need to go through the NFL's concussion protocol or AJ needs to call someone from Richmond Bone and Joint Clinic to take care of you? I definitely can tell I'm not right. It's just little stuff. Like, on the break, I misplaced my phone, which I never do. So it's not a big deal. I've probably been dumber than I'll be today at some point.
Can we throw some dust in the wind on? You know, we haven't talked about this guy
in
a while.
My faith in humanity?
No, no. Okay. This is for a guy who has given sports radio plenty of topics, I guess, over his time.
Yeah.
Lawrence Phillips, who was on the 1994 national championship team in Nebraska.
Yes.
If you remember, he was arrested in 2005 for an assault when he drove a car into three teenagers after a pickup football game. Seems a little excessive. And then later charged with 7 counts of assault on his former girlfriend and was serving a combined 31 years after being convicted of both those crimes. Last April, Phillips was charged with killing his cellmate, Damian Soward. Yesterday, a judge ruled that there was enough evidence to go to trial on the murder charges. And Lawrence took matters into his own hands yesterday. He took his own life yesterday, just after midnight, pronounced dead at the hospital at 1:27 a.m., according to the prison. So he had been in an administrative segregation unit on single-cell status since April 11th, when he was suspected of killing his cellmate in the early stages of his trial, and He will not face trial now. So Lawrence Phillips, who played with the Rams, Dolphins, 49ers, dead at age 40, which that'll make you feel old.
You know what? Yeah, well, right now I feel really old. But what we always say about murder-suicide, skip the first part. This is a delayed murder-suicide.
Yeah.
I think he could have solved everything by doing this before he killed somebody else. Although, you know, it's a
There was beef, and I think the suicide wasn't planned unless he actually got busted for the murder.
Mm.
So I don't know if this falls into your typical murder-suicide, but
it might be semantics.
Yeah.
I might have to ask Nick and Lopez about semantics. But that swollen knee is going to mess with your marathon. I was telling AJ before the show, that's the only thing I'm pissed off about is I'm losing a couple days of training here, but hopefully I can get back at it by Saturday. Let's grab a couple phone calls. Eric, you are on The Blitz. Go, sir.
here.
Turn your radio down, Eric. Turn your radio down, Eric. Go, okay, Eric.
Let's go to the next call.
Okay, let's try Danny. What's up, Danny?
Sports, Danny. Boy,
wow! Is this on our end or what?
Young, I got to tell you, my tolerance for this is going to be very low today.
Yeah, it always worries me when two of them back to back, though, that it might be something on our end.
Yeah.
So.
No, one guy, his radio was clearly up.
Yeah. Caleb said, loving the new 97.5 app.
Yeah, we
do need to talk about this. It's very cool. We have a new app that has our website. It has all the podcasts, and it's terrific. It is the ESPN 97.5 app. So instead of messing with TuneIn or the ESPN app itself, you can go directly to that now, listen to the shows.
Listen to our podcasts.
Yes. And
simple.
The website has been redone. It looks terrific. Brandon, who works here, who does a great job and on a lot of things, has redesigned that, and the app is there. You can buy an introduction to sports betting split blitz style on there. So check it out. It's easy to find. You just search for ESPN 97.5 app. Says Fred Hoyer, what are the odds you fumble the whole show today? I'll go 5%. I believe that I'll fumble a little bit, but I'm not going to turn the ball over 5 times.
All right.
I think I've already got 1 though. So, 713-780 ESPN. I guess the big news is the Rams returning to LA.
Yeah, I guess that happened a little at the end of the show yesterday. We kind of figured that out, but
that it was going to be Inglewood though,
because right.
I think the whole time we were hearing Carson. Now it's going to be Inglewood, which is I have mixed feelings about, because that's where Hollywood Park used to be, which was one of my favorite places. But the Rams returning there, I think, was a foregone conclusion. I guess it's still open that it could be Rams and Chargers working together and Raiders getting a bunch of money. And I think this is good news if you're San Antonio and you think you can put together a stadium proposal and get a team.
Yeah, because, I mean, listen, $100 million, you know, San Diego may be able to do some things with their stadium with $100 million. Oakland Stadium is the worst in the league. $100 million isn't going to fix that thing. Mm. I mean, that's lipstick on a pig, I'm afraid.
I don't think that's enough, but I think they'll wind up in, I think they'll wind up with the Rams at some point at Inglewood. I don't think there's a real reason to put two stadiums there, right? I mean,
no, it's going to be one stadium.
Reason to put one in Carson too.
San Diego's going to try to, San Diego has, I guess, a year to figure out if St. Louis will basically share their stadium with them. If they can like sublease the stadium is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And if they can't do that, then they're going to get if they can't do that, the Raiders get a chance to do it. And if the Raiders can't do that, they both get $100 million from the league to upgrade the stadiums that they're currently in.
It seems like a fair deal.
Yeah.
$100 million, while a lot of money to most of us, is not a lot for fixing a stadium.
I mean, just consider the Cowboys Stadium cost $1 billion to build.
Well, and
it's not in California.
NRG now. Okay, that's a fumble. That also was close to $1 billion. So,
yeah. And that's not in California.
No. $100 million doesn't take you very far in California. All right, we'll try this again. Remember, put odds on everything. We'll see if phone calls are actually there. Michael, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, Michael.
What are the odds that Nick Saban, he's accomplished about everything you can accomplish at the collegiate level at Alabama, what are the odds that he stays at Alabama or goes to a program like the New York Giants that really needs a head coach? I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
I think Nick Saban's learned his lesson. I think Nick Saban realizes that he is best suited at the college game. And at this point, he makes so much money at Alabama, it's hard for an NFL team to pay him that money and be sensible about it, especially given his NFL track record. I think Nick Saban stays in college and continues to be the best college coach in the history of the game.
I think if he were going to move, it had been a couple of years ago. At this point, I think he's pretty established. And I don't think he wants to get back to that. And that's just one of those blemishes on his record that I think at one point he probably wanted to try and fix. But I'm with you. I don't see him leaving. Let's try Will. What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going? What are the odds that Texans trade somebody, maybe Clowney, for Burfitt out in Cincinnati? Or would you trade him at all?
I'll go 0% on that. The Texans aren't going to trade for a guy like Burfict and Clowney at this point. He's going to be here for another year.
At least, and I know that's become I guess people are throwing that out all over the city. Realistically, he's not quite untradeable, but from a Texans perspective with his contract, it makes absolutely no sense. So I don't anticipate that happening, at least not for another year. Because if you trade him, you're looking at $13 million in dead money, and you don't save any money. It costs you $7 million. Usually when you cut somebody, there's dead money, but you get some money back. He's upside down. So if you trade him to anybody, you eat that. It's the same as if you cut a guy. It makes absolutely no financial sense. So he'll be here in 2016. And the problem is, if he's a bust, in 2017, you could cut him. You still get no cap savings for that. It'll be $7 million in dead money with zero in cap savings.
Yeah.
That's a contract for number one pick. The only time it would make sense is, and then he'll be a free agent. So it would be very difficult to eat that kind of a cap hit, and unless you were getting back something special. And who out there is going to give up the kind of player that would make it worthwhile to do that for a guy who's been hurt his first 2 years?
Yep.
I can't think of anybody. Nick asked, why does LA need two teams? They don't need two teams.
But there's three teams who want out of their current markets, and LA is a desirable market to them.
Well, and I think they want an AFC and NFC team like they have in New York in that market in particular, because that way CBS gets one on a regular basis and Fox gets one on a regular basis in the second largest TV market in America. I think that's the reason for it. It's like anything else. It has to do with TV and money. And think about the franchise values of a team in Los Angeles versus Oakland or San Diego, and certainly St. Louis. If you look at the Clippers going for $2 billion, what do you think the Los Angeles Rams will sell for? And so if you can double that, and the franchise values mean a lot, because that's what they base a lot of what they do on. So I think that's the reasoning behind it. Realistically, no, they don't need two teams, but it does make some sense. And if you're a TV partner, you want to be in that market, especially the ones that are paying the most money. And it's like, wait a minute, they get LA and we don't? So 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, it is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so let's get some odds on things. Have some fun with it.
All right, what are the odds you know about my man, attorney Gary Trichter? I hope you do by now. I've been telling you about him for years. Law enforcement, they're stepping up efforts. They've got these no-refusal weekends now. They can force you to take a breath or a blood test. So if your weekend sucked because of a DWI, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed one of those tests the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. They're not warranted fit for breath testing. The police machines aren't. They make temperature assumptions, they create artificially high results, and destroy the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. The blood tests, not much better. They're not testing your actual blood like a doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. Police blood tests can't positively identify alcohol, can be easily contaminated. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. I'm telling you a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of science behind these tests, a lot of faulty science. Attorney Gary Trichter is a specialist, a DWI specialist, and what that means is he's experienced in talking about this science to juries and going to the trial level with these cases. He's one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. So if you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a sniff, I'm with it now. Have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow.
This is The Blitz, on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify. If someone's head off, no human contact.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can I take a second to thank the listeners for a couple things?
Yeah.
Thanks to all of you. First off, just for listening. That's always cool. But thanks to all of you who have purchased the audiobook. I've been getting a lot of great feedback from people, and that thing's been doing really well because we were just going through the numbers on everything. So thank everybody. Thanks to everybody who's bought it, and we've got a new one coming out for you just in time for Sam Houston. Audio version of Acing Racing 2016, which will be available tonight. And you can listen to the whole thing before you go to the track. Much like the sports betting one, it's going to be very inexpensive, easily downloadable, which they're all going to be downloadable from that app now. So if you get the ESPN 97.5 app, you can listen to the show, keep up with everything on the page, and you can buy those things. So how cool is that? What are the odds the Astros pick up another middle-of-the-rotation starting pitcher before the season starts? Don't feel a repeat performance due to current injury-prone staff. I think that's a priority because right now, if the season started today, you'd have your top three from last year. Fires, I think, would probably be your fourth, and probably Feldman is your fifth.
Yeah,
and you can win with that, but it would be nice to have another guy that
for when someone inevitably gets hurt,
right? Because that's going to happen. And you have traded away a lot of your depth that was in the minors, guys. And maybe Feliz is that sixth guy. I don't know. But I think if you can find somebody a little better than that, somebody can get you an ERA under four, who's had some success at the major league level, I think that's a way to go. And I think that's what they will do. I think there'll be some kind of move here at some point. All right, let's zip through some. What are the odds here? How about Ozzy? What's up, Ozzy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I was reading a report that by 2030, Houston will be the third largest city in the U.S. What are the odds that Houston could get another team, any in the major sports before that?
Zero.
Yeah.
It's just not. We're not. This isn't the kind of market that's going to support more than one team in these franchises. I guess I shouldn't say zero because I guess there's always a potential that a hockey team could end up here.
I
know you used to be high on the possibility of that happening. I don't know if you've changed at all.
No, I think at some point it will, especially when it does get to be the third largest city. It'd be kind of ridiculous not to have one. But the difference is we're never going to be the third largest media market.
No.
And we're always going to be six or seven at best. And that's more of a driving force behind something like that. So one of the reasons we were talking about L.A., that's the second largest media market. And to CBS and Fox, that means a lot to have one of those teams. That would mean something. That would be the reason to put two teams there. You're never going to have that here. And I just don't think you could support it. I really don't. All right, let's try Dalen. What's up, Dalen?
I was wondering, if U of H goes undefeated next year with Tom Herman, with wins over Oklahoma and Louisville, what are the odds that they may get a playoff bid?
You know, next year's schedule makes it a possibility. You know, I still think that it'd be an outside chance, but it'd be a way better chance than what they had this year.
Yeah, a lot else would have to happen, though. And I think you would have to have a couple of two-loss teams from the other conferences, because I'm not sure they would get in over a one-loss. They certainly wouldn't get in over a one-loss SEC school. Pac-12, probably not. ACC, probably not. So, and certainly not Big Ten. So you're going to need the champion of one of those three to have two losses. I think an undefeated UH team might get in over a one-loss Big 12 team, depending on what OU does.
Depending on which one it was, yeah.
And depending on what OU does. If OU turns out being the one-loss team, you'd probably get in over them. But those other conferences, it's going to take two losses. So a lot else has to happen. But it's not an impossible thing to talk about, and it's not a joke anymore to say that it actually could happen if they were to run the table. But that's not going to be easy. As good as they are and as well coached as they are, I'm talking about beating Oklahoma and a much improved Louisville team. I like their chances against Louisville, but OU, man, that's a good team. That's a team that was in the playoffs this year, and they're bringing a quarterback back. I think that one's going to be tough. Let's try Hawk. What's up, Hawk?
What are the odds that the Texans abandon their hybrid 3-4 and go to a full 3-4 and utilize Jadeveon Clowney as a true defensive end and maybe move Jared Crick, if they keep him, inside of the nose tackle, and that way they can keep Merciless on the outside edge as well.
I don't think that will happen, because when Clowney was out there, they did a lot of that. And that's the beauty of having a hybrid version, is you can put Clowney as a down lineman in pass rushing, which they did. And I think with him as off the field as often as he was, if you lock into positions that way, that's going to limit your flexibility too, especially if he gets hurt. I think the way they're doing it makes the most sense. And they did a lot of different packages when Clowney was on the field. Sometimes he was the equivalent of an outside 4-3 end. Sometimes he was, you know, he was rushing from the outside as a linebacker, but a lot of times he was, you know, he was on the ground doing that. So I think they're using him really well. Problem is, he just hasn't been healthy enough or out there enough to have the impact you want. So I would say 3%.
Yeah, I don't think they're much on. They're definitely not going to change their scheme for Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, they're not going to change the entire scheme.
Right.
They change what they do when he's on the field, and that's what you should do as a coach. You should come up with a way to use your best players. If a guy doesn't fit your scheme and he's a great player, which we don't know if Clowney is yet, so don't anybody take that as me saying he's a great player. But if you have a great player and you say your scheme doesn't fit him, then that's a coaching problem. You make your scheme fit great players. All right, let's try Willie. What's up, Willie? Oh, Billy, I'm sorry. I can't see that well from here. My apologies. What's up, Billy?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds the Texans go after RG3 or Kaepernick?
You know, I saw today Bovada has posted odds.
Yes.
On where RG3 is most likely to end up. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that have been kind of talked about for RG3, specifically the Dallas Cowboys. The favorite to land RG3, your Houston Texans.
Really?
3-1.
Wow.
So maybe they know something that we don't. But, I mean, that seems like a really low number. But
yeah, Bob McNair was pretty clear about yesterday again that they have to get a quarterback. They have to get a long-term answer. And he also said that it's not easy, because you can't just, you know, you can't, it's, he compared it to going shopping. You just can't go to the store and pick one up. But they do need to try to find a long-term answer. And I don't know that he is a long-term answer, but at least you can say, okay, there's a guy who had some success his first year. Maybe you get him with O'Brien. Maybe he's matured a little bit. Maybe a second chance works out, and at least you've invested something in it.
So
I don't know if that's the answer, but of what's out there, I think it's as good an answer as anything.
I'm not a fan. I don't think the guy can stay healthy, but Texans 3-1, Cowboys 11-2, Rams 13-2, Jets 9-1, the field 1-2.
So they're not technically the favorite.
Technically not.
Basically, Bovada's saying, we have no clue, but these are the teams right that we like. And the Jets do make some sense. The Rams make sense, obviously, because right now they're going with Case Keenum. So we shall see. So, you know what? If you have a car, maybe you wrecked and you didn't get fixed. I don't know. Maybe a white SUV. I don't know. I'm just speculating here. Guess what you can do? You want to do something good with that? Because maybe it wasn't a good thing you did when you crashed into somebody and took off and you know, didn't bother to stop and see if they were alive or dead or anything like that. And but you can do something good with that car. You know what you can do? You can call Houston Can Academies right now, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. They will come and tow it free of charge. And they're also going to take care of all the paperwork. And you're also going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. It's very simple. You've got a vehicle of any kind, really. They'll come tow it. They do all the work. And it doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. And they take the money from those vehicles, and they help kids who have dropped out of school. They give them a second chance at Houston Can Academy. And a lot of them dropped out for various reasons, family problems. Some of them had to get jobs to support their family. Well, at Houston Can Academy, they work around their schedules, and they help these kids get through school and go on to do great things, and so many of them do. And I was fortunate enough to get a chance to go out there and see how they operate, and man, they're doing great things, and you can help. All you have to do is donate that vehicle. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, or if you're in your car right now, wait till you get home and just go to HoustonCarsForKids.com and make sure you told them you heard about it on the Blitz and you want to donate your vehicle. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're in Beaumont, Lake Charles, anywhere, Galveston, the Woodlands, they'll come and tow it. Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have the iPhone or Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. John was showing me something really cool about that app on the break. It has a list of all the songs that we played. So all those cool local bands that you guys hear on Tuesday, it's got their songs on the app. You can just go listen to the music
history.
Very cool. So I'm very excited about that. And hopefully you'll listen to their music and like what you hear and want to go check them out, because we've got a lot of cool ones. As a matter of fact, a bunch of them are going to be at Fitzgerald Saturday night, including 12 Years Driven, which those guys are the ones that helped get that started on Tuesday. Of course, I have to be at Sam Houston Saturday night, so I'm hoping that they're one of the later acts and that I can get there in time to see them. But so if you're looking for something else to do besides go to the racetrack, go check them out, man. A lot of good local bands. I'll put it out on Facebook. I was going to do it today, but I've been tied up with dumb stuff that comes from accidents. So my apologies. All right, let's get some more What Are the Odds in. How about Matt? What's up, Matt?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, what are the odds Arian Foster's not here next year and the Texans spend money and go get a free agent running back? I'll hang up and listen.
I think those are two separate odds. I would say the chances of Arian Foster being here next year, he would have to renegotiate his deal significantly. Because
I think it's time to move on from that.
I kind of think so, too. Depending on him with all those injuries, it probably is time to go after somebody else. I would say it's about a 10% chance he's here next year at most. And that's if he's going to redo his deal. As far as signing a free agent, I get the sneaking suspicion that that's not a position that they put a ton of value in terms of spending money. At least Bill O'Brien. Because remember, the Arian Foster contract happened under Gary Kubiak, where running the ball was really critical. I think he's got that New England mentality of, we'll draft some guys, and sooner or later we're going to find one that turns into Stephen Ridley. And
right.
that may be a guy they go after for familiarity purposes. It's like they're the new Broncos. When Kubiak was here, whatever Bronco castoff was out there, that's who he'd go get. I could see that happening again. So I'd say 15% chance they'd spend money on somebody like Matt Forte, who we talked about yesterday. 713-780-ESPN.
I think Matt Forte may not be the most sought after guy on the market. I think Doug Martin may be the
Doug Martin probably will be if
that's the home run guy.
I don't expect him to leave Tampa. I think they'll get a deal done. I guess it depends on what they do with the staff there. But Lamar Miller, that's another guy who might be a useful player. But yeah, I think Martin would be the biggest name. Forte probably the second biggest. And Forte's 30 years old, which would concern me a little bit.
Yeah.
So, what the heck is this thing Lamont tweeted out that's got front and rear for his wife that shows it's like a camera that shows the people behind you in your car, which would not have done me any good I guess it would have, because I would have gotten out of the way and the person in front of me would have gotten killed.
So, would you have been able to get out of the way, though?
There was a little bit of room in the lane next to me. But I'll be honest with you, I never saw it coming. And if I'd seen it, I might have tried to get to the side. But, yeah, like I said, better the dude hit me than hit that car in front of me. Let's try Marcus. You were on the Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Hey, it was kind of like a two-parter. First, what are the odds the Saints will cut Drew Brees early on in the season? I know he's expressed interest to stay there, but his contract's pretty ridiculous. Secondly, what are the odds the Texans find a way to acquire him since he, you know, kind of grew up around Texas area and, you know, lives near here? All right, I'll hang up.
I think Drew loves being in New Orleans.
And he loves being with Sean Payton.
Those two guys go hand in hand, and Sean Payton being back makes me, and I said this at the time, if Sean Payton's back, I would expect Drew Brees to take a pay cut and be back. And if Sean Payton had gone, I would have expected Drew Brees to be cut and latch on somewhere else. So I'm going to say, I'll go even 20% that he leaves New Orleans, and obviously a much smaller percentage that he ends up here.
Yeah, and I think the being from Texas thing is a little overrated.
I mean, Drew went to college in Purdue. He's not married to the state.
And a guy who's from Austin, Texas is a little bit different than a lot of places. Like if you go to Nashville, you've got a two-hour drive to Louisville, Indianapolis, places like that. Different states, but all in the same area. And here we don't have it. It's a good distance between the big cities. I mean, Dallas is a four-hour drive.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Dallas, you may not ever get to Houston. And even if you're in Austin, you may not never get down here and vice versa. So it's not like growing up somewhere else where that really means something because it's so centralized. We're pretty spread out. So if you say, yeah, he's from Houston, which he's not, that's to me a lot different than, oh, yeah, well, he's from Texas. Yeah, but big state, man.
Hey, John, looking at my picture on the 97.5 website, does it look like they elongated my head? Like, my head looks taller than it is in my mind, but maybe I'm wrong. What do you think?
I am pulling up the website as we speak. The picture for, I guess, where it shows you
like
the
on
shows.
The front page where it shows me and Fred standing side by side.
Are you, like, just standing up really straight?
I mean, standing up straight has nothing to do with how tall my head is.
Well, I think you're not used to seeing yourself without a hat.
That could be it. So that's what I really look like?
No, I think it looks a little elongated. I'm not going to lie. You've got kind of a weird cone head thing going on there.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah.
I look like I'm on steroids.
Maybe a weird angle or something. Your head's not that big.
They didn't do you any favors on yours either.
Yeah, I kind of got a weird look on my head too. I kind of shot that from the bottom, I think, which kind of makes it look weird. Oh, well. You know what? The good news is, even though we both look weird, they've got Dylan and Barry next to us, so nobody's going to notice.
That's true.
They're going to like, look at those two guys.
That's true.
So there's that. And then John and Raheel and Dell look like they're having a threesome. That's just very strange. Very homoerotic. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. More of your calls and some Big 12 news. I don't know if it's good news or not. But it's news. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.